Portions of This Is Americans Live, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This Is Americans Live, listen to more episodes of This Is Americans Live, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
The day arrived with a crash of his car through the garage door. Many times before, he would just drive to his house, click the button, garage door would open. That's what ended his day, but today, it's very different. Crashing his own garage door because he wasn't looking, or maybe he was. And it was intentional.
Wake up. I need to borrow your keys.
What?
I have to get to work. Something's wrong with the car.
Oh my God, it's 11 o'clock at night. You have to get to work?
I need to print out the release forms for the and I need to get to the office. Just real quick. Really sorry to wake you up. I just need to borrow your keys because my car is not working.
Okay, well, pardon me if I gotta shake off my sleepies to get my keys. Okay. 1 second.
Okay. Just
okay.
Don't look outside.
Okay, I won't look outside.
Yes, hello.
Are you coming or what? What's going on?
What?
Are you coming or not?
Yes, I'm coming. Yes, sir. I will be there soon.
Yeah, don't call me sir, but you know.
Keys. No, wrong keys. Oh, okay. Keys. 1 second.
Hello, sir. Yes, but boss.
Yeah, it's me this time.
Oh, shit.
Where are you?
I had a little mishap with my car. I'll be there as soon as I can.
We have a special moment planned. Don't fuck this up.
Yes, I know we do.
Not keys. Pens.
Oh my God.
Keys.
Wouldn't they be where... Huh? Should I check the key ring?
You can check the key ring all you want. You're not going to find keys there.
Should I check the key basket?
You can check the key basket all you want. You're not going to find keys there.
Should I check the box that sometimes we put keys in?
Oh, I never keep keys in there.
It was clear that no matter how many different locations you would suggest, the keys were just not there.
Should I check in between the couch cushions where sometimes the keys are?
They weren't there either.
Should I check on top of the television in case you accidentally put them on top of the TV?
He found a set of keys, but they belong to an old cable box.
Are these the keys? No, these are the keys to the cable box.
The old cable box. Not even the current one.
Should I check inside the refrigerator in case you accidentally put them inside the refrigerator thinking that because you were absent? Nope, they're not.
It was important for me to mention that they didn't throw anything away. Not only did they have a brand new cable box, but they had the old one and the one before that.
Do you think it's the keys to this other cable box, the old one from before when we never threw away?
Confusion set in.
I just stubbed my toe on the next to most recent cable box that we...
What was once mentioned as just a side throwaway comment turned into a bit. Now there is multiple cable boxes, but the real story was about him finding the keys to the car. Otherwise, the sentence never made any sense.
Okay, you should try these keys.
All right,
might be the keys to the car.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay, keep me posted.
Okay, I will.
I might go back to bed.
Okay, good night.
Oh, hello?
Hey, is it gone?
Yeah.
All right.
I finally found those freaking keys.
You took a long time.
I know. I'm so sorry. We just don't throw anything away.
I know. You're like me.
Yes. You're my first boyfriend.
From 1995.
Yeah. Nope. These aren't the keys. These are the keys to the DVD player from...
I'll call you back.
Okay, bye.
Who are you on the phone with?
Those were the keys to the DVD player?
Yes. The old one.
Oh, the DVD player.
Who were you on the phone with?
My boss. Chill out.
It wasn't Derek, was it?
Who?
Your old boyfriend from high school.
My first boyfriend, Derek?
Yes, your very first boyfriend.
High school from 1995?
You're just repeating what I said.
Why would I be talking to Derek? Is it because he's cute? No.
They had to do a mental flashback so everybody knew who Derek was from 1995.
Stop.
Oh my God, Derek.
You ready for the Snow Dow concert?
I'm so ready. They're my favorite current band.
Let's go. Get in my Civic hatchback.
Oh my god, new car?
Brand new 95 Civic hatchback.
I hope they play Don't Speak.
Whatever that it was in that album is what's in the CD player. I've got a 5 CD disc player changer. I've got 5 CDs in this car right now.
Holy cow, that's so many CDs. I hope this concert isn't that freaking far away.
Hey, if you don't mind, the third wheel is going to chime in. Hey, you got a little fun No Doubt trivia. Did you know?
My cousin Anthony came over.
Oh my god.
I told you about him.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear this trivia or not?
Yeah, what's Anthony, the No Doubt trivia?
You know Tony and Gwen used to date?
Yeah, everybody freaking knows that. That's
you didn't
what
know that?
The freaking Are... song is about.
You already knew that?
Don't Speak is freaking about that, Anthony.
Just listen to the song and just don't speak. Get it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
My freaking God.
I'll leave you too alone. Okay, sorry. Yeah, Derek, the cute one.
No, I'm not talking to Derek, my first boyfriend. Okay. There's some things I throw out.
Well, these weren't the keys, so.
They weren't the keys, okay. Right.
Maybe it's these ones.
Okay, yeah. Right. Maybe it's
I'll be back. You okay. better not be. Okay, I'm going to go check.
Okay, let me know how it goes. I'll probably go to bed.
Okay, good night.
Hello?
Is it still there?
Okay, I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch. He got some new keys.
Explain the chicken and the hatch thing. Again?
Well, I don't want to say that he's gone before I actually know he's gone. Just like I don't want to be like, I have 10 chicks. They're going to be born before they all.
What is a chicken? What does that have to do with?
No, these aren't the kids. You. Who were you just explaining the chicken and the hatching thing to?
Oh my God, my niece. She called and she was like, what the fuck is that analogy? And I was like, oh my God, it's not an analogy. It's a metaphor. Stupid.
Okay. Oh, you should answer that.
Okay.
Maybe it's your niece wanting some more information.
Okay, yeah. Hello?
It's just eating out of my brain. What is so... Are we talking about getting dinner chicken or something? Or?
Why don't you put your niece on speaker so I can see?
She's shy. She'll immediately become shy if she's on speaker.
Is that him?
Yes, it is a metaphor. You don't need to stress about it. It's a metaphor.
All right, I'm going
to
look up metaphor and call you back.
Great. She says she's going to Google metaphor. Kids these days, they have technology. Now
I'm going to call her in a little bit to find out.
I don't want you calling my niece. It feels weird. I don't like it.
At some point in time, it was clear that he had to drive through a garage door. When it would happen, nobody knew.
Are you saying that?
Because I'm just commenting
you think
on
that
the story.
You think I'm never going to get to that?
At some point, we have to. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Then maybe you should just drive through the fucking garage door.
I already did. That's why I need keys to the other car.
Get it.
Okay.
Okay. I think once and for all, these keys that say Honda on them have to be the keys.
All right. I'm going to... Oh, no.
What?
These are the keys to my Honda, the one that I crashed into the garage
door. What?
Probably should have led with that.
This is Americans Live. I'm your host, Ari, with producer Andy. Our special guest contributor for this episode is Rekha Shankar. In our show, we will be using our trusty sense generator to bring you a story in 3 improvised acts. This week's theme, left turns. Sometimes you know where you're going to go and you have it all mapped out, but sometimes you go crazy just creating the left turn. Who knows what's going to happen? Stay with us. Act 1. She had the gift of being able to paint songs. She was working on her second album. First one was a runaway hit, and everybody was expecting the follow-up, the quote-unquote sophomore album, Pins and Needles.
All right, Janice, your last album, it was a mega hit. I'm talking mega hit alert.
Uh-huh.
So let's see what you got for the follow-up. I mean, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but we are all kind of dependent on this next.
Pins and Needles.
Pins and Needles. We are on Pins and Needles, so let's... Want to just do a little rundown of what we got, what we got on as the first track on the new album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking, it's a sophomore album.
Yes.
I don't want to, repeat the same things I did in the first album, I don't want to have all these, mega bops, What if I went a different route, for my sophomore?
Well, we were kind of leaning towards having a lot of mega bops on the new one. Because that worked and we wanted it to be better.
Do you think you changed maybe a genre? You decided to go a different way, just a different time.
I certainly hope you didn't.
Well,
I mean, she's an artist. She could have. She may not have.
I mean, I'm just looking over the numbers.
And
we're trying to match them or exceed.
I would love to match and exceed. I feel like I've had a lot of growth.
in the last year.
Okay.
And like singing is so cool. Singing is really cool. And I don't want to say that like I don't like singing anymore.
No, but can we talk about the title of your first track, which happens to be Singing is Really Cool?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to maybe not have it be so meta?
But that's like where I'm at right now.
I think that's where she's at.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't get why the song is called.
Look, we have a lot of money put into the fact that this might be a country album like the first one.
Yeah.
And there's a possibility that it might not be. And I know that you have a lot of hopes and dreams. That
I do have. I got a lot tied up in this, is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. And I don't want to let you down. I never want to let you down. You know that.
So tell us, is the second one going to be country or not?
I'm thinking country, but like thematically. I don't know if I'm
see,
like...
That, see, now again, like I'm not really getting what you mean by thematically.
I think we should just hear her sing.
I can't stress enough. We want it to be better than the previous, and we want it to... Uh-huh. All the positives about your first mega hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you're able to paint your songs, right? The beauty about that is you paint it, and then your audience sings it for you.
Wait, what?
And that's how it works.
No, this...
So go ahead, paint it, and we'll sing your song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sidebar. What?
What do you mean?
I mean what?
She paints her song. Yeah. What is that supposed to mean?
Why is it left up to us to sing it?
Who else is going to sing it?
The singer.
Did you even listen to the first album? You just looking at numbers because that's all you are. Someone works in accounting.
I tend to skew towards being counting. I admit. But...
Okay. So if you never heard,
let's hear the track.
Go ahead.
Okay. So this is Oil on Canvas. And this is just a self-portrait of me singing with a thumbs up.
Yes. See, I just don't know how that's going to translate.
I think you should take the first track.
This is called Singing is Cool.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, I talked to my buddy living down the street who said he didn't think singing was cool. And I said to him, hey, singing's real cool.
Can I stop you right there?
I'm just translating.
Is it a country album?
It's thematically country. So,
but it's not rhythmically, is it?
It's not necessarily rhythm. You know how like...
I thought it was hip hop, but based on the rhythm I just saw.
Thank you. Because what I'm trying to do is something different, new, and unexpected.
Okay.
So like, you know how like a movie can be like a genre, the genre could be horror, but it's a love story.
Yeah.
This is like...
I feel like you're just kind of putting a lot of...
No, I think
a lot of heavy lifting is on the consumer as opposed to... Okay,
here we go. Some consumers love heavy lifting.
All right, so it's hip-hop. All right.
So do the song, but do it in a hip-hop rhythm, please.
And thematically remember it's country.
Okay, all right. Well, I went to my friend who lived next door, and he... said he doesn't think singing's cool.
Are you okay?
I
might have not explained properly.
Okay.
Thematically, it's country.
Okay. But sonically, it's hip hop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I think you got it.
I mean, I kind of thought that's what I was doing. What's the next track?
The next track. Okay. So this is some like collage work I did.
Okay.
So in the center of the collage is like a self portrait I did.
Okay. So it's of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm singing into a microphone and I've got like a thumbs up.
Yeah. See, why are they all the songs are just you with the thumbs up?
Because they're positive songs.
Yes. Okay. I want this one to make people feel positive.
Look, when we started this record label, Sisters Loving Country.
Yeah.
We decided that at the very beginning, because they said no sisters can open up a country label.
Yes.
And we said, what did we say to them?
We said we will do it.
We are going to.
I'm not finished.
I know.
I said we can do it and we will do it. And we are going to open. Okay.
And go ahead. Finish.
And this song is called Thumbs Up to Music.
Thumbs Up to Music.
Okay.
A parentheses country.
And then we were thumbs open to all kinds of music. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I know.
Don't forget.
Yeah, and that's why I signed with you.
But kind of the whole point of it was to sign artists and they perform
and
the music.
And I am an artist. Yes. Thank you.
And okay.
Yeah, respect her.
I am.
I have 14 paintings here.
I know.
Each of them have different...
It's different rhythms. Okay. This is thematically country, rhythmically classical.
You're going to love this. I can't wait to hear you sing this.
All right, here we go. Thumbs up to music. Thumbs up to music. Wait, because it would be a three time, right? thumbs up to music, thumbs up to music. I like hair music and thumbs up. Is this right? Am I even close?
You're sort of close. You're circling.
Why can't I don't understand why you can't just sing the songs?
Then who would do the paintings?
At that point, they realized the real talent in the room was the accountant. Because she could sing every song and do it well.
Okay. What's the third track you got there?
Okay, so this.
It's country. Country player.
Okay, don't.
It's a country genre.
Attitude. This is a sculpture.
I put in a 12-hour day. Yeah. This meeting was supposed to be 1 hour.
Yeah.
And it's lasted 12 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry if I'm a little cantankerous right now.
It's okay.
Y'all.
So this actually, I lied. This isn't a painting. This is a sculpture, but it's a little flat. So I couldn't just call it a painting.
Okay.
It's flat. This carved into the center is sort of a rendition of my face.
Oh, wait, let me guess. There's a thumbs up involved.
It's almost like an upside down thumbs down. It's kind of like.
Oh.
But.
Oh, so it's way different.
No, I think you're right.
It's
a thumbs up.
That's
way different. Looking at
thematically, that's a little bit different.
Thematically, it's a thumbs up and it's country. Oh, but sort of sonically, musically, it's sort of.
Trance dance.
Yes.
What's this one called?
This is called. Huh? Oh, I thought
that's
were going to.
That's what it's called. It's called.
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all want to hear what I am perceiving this song to be sounding like?
Yes. Sing what my flat sculpture is about.
Well, I listen to the country music. That sounds trance-ish.
I liked it.
Did it?
I think that
did it sound
my
trance-ish?
Best work. I think that's my best work.
I mean, does trance-ish have like a right. like a German flair?
You will listen to the music.
Yes, I think that I think trance music makes you feel scared.
Okay.
And that's nice.
Well, I talk to my friend who lives down the street, and she says she doesn't like the music.
Oh!
So she says the country music good. Yes.
No?
I loved it.
I think that felt right for
y'all me. Y'all liked it? All right. What's track number 4 of 14?
Okay, great. So this is sort of something I macrame-ed, and sort of on the outside, you see like this negative space, but the center is sort of a drawing I did of me, and I'm singing, and sort of like beyond in the horizon, you can kind of see if you look closely, I'm giving a thumbs up.
Oh, thumbs up. Okay.
It's got a country theme, but it's sort of like an indie folk kind of situation.
Okay.
And it's called Big Ups to Tunes.
Big Ups to Tunes. All right.
Number one on the chart was Big Ups to Tunes. And then we decided to follow her all the way to the Grammys, but she accepted her award.
And the Grammy for Best Song Ever in History goes to...
The Accountant at Two Sisters Country Label.
Big Ups to Tunes! Come on up here!
Okay, first of all, I want to thank God, Lord above, for making this all possible. And second, I want to thank the Tunes. Big up to Tunes. Big up to Lord and Savior. Big up to Jesus. Big up to country music. Big up to Tunes. And third, I want to thank Press Abort.
Who's that?
There we go. And lastly, I would like to thank...
All of a sudden, all attention went to the fact that she said, I want to thank Press Abort. After just an earshot away of thanking the big Lord God above. What could this mean?
I'm sorry. The teleprompter said press abort. I'm sorry.
Are you thanking the pro-choice movement and your Grammy?
Absolutely not. I am so...
And God in the same sentence? How dare you?
Y'all, listen. I just say what is presented to me by an artist. Somebody had drawn, written the words press abort.
Did you even...
the teleprompter. I have no experience with coming up with my own material. I am so sorry, y'all.
Write this album? Was that even your paintings that inspired this album?
It appears the jig is up. I did not. Ooh, it's warm in here under these hot lights.
The captain was ousted and sent away from the music world, living on an island with the lady from CNC Music Factory and one member of Milli Vanilli.
I think they're both dead, but all right.
Only one died. Morvan's still alive with only a bag on her back. She was told to take whatever was important to her with only an hour.
Okay, let me just get my keys in my old DVD player in my old cable boxes. All right, let's... Hi, my name is Kathleen, and I'm new here. Is this where I check in? The island of ousted singers?
Of musicians yes, who were caught not being caught musicians.
Not being actual musicians.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Welcome.
This is where I'm...
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just a little
Your
nervous.
Hole is over there.
Okay. Do I have to dig it myself?
No, we pre-dug the hole. Yeah, gotta sit in that hole. We all sit in a hole.
Well, first, bless your heart for pre-digging my hole for me. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Second, a little humiliating, I gotta live in a hole.
Yeah.
But I will, because it's my penance for being a fraud.
Yeah. I'm the woman from CNC Music Factory.
Yeah. I thought I didn't recognize you.
You thought you didn't recognize me?
Yeah, I thought
me?
I did not.
That's what everybody says.
Yes, because nobody would recognize you.
Yeah.
Is that Fab over there from...
Yeah, it's me. What's going on?
I'm a huge fan of other people's work that you pass off as your own.
Well, whatever. I'm here, so we're here together, and we're going to be friends and family.
I thought you died.
The other guy died.
Rob?
Yes, Rob.
So when does group start?
Group?
Yeah, group. Aren't we supposed to like kind of...
Oh, yeah, group session. Yeah, we're supposed to have it now, right?
Oh, it started.
It's around now, yeah.
Oh, it started. Okay, hi, my name is Kathleen. I am a fraud.
Hi, Kathleen.
Yes, thank you. Hi.
My name is Feb, and everybody knows I'm a fraud, and I've been a fraud for a long time, and I live on the island or whatever else.
I'm the woman from CNC Music Factory, legally not allowed to say my name, and no one would know it regardless, and I've been here for a really long time because I'm a fraud.
Okay, so I'll start. I think everything sort of started to take a turn for me when I was inexplicably pigeonholed into performing music for somebody who was, frankly, supposed to perform their own music.
Same story for all of us,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, I was pigeonholed. It's not my fault.
Don't give me millions, please.
It wasn't my fault.
Don't give me fame. Come on with it.
I didn't.
Be normal for just two seconds.
Come on, it's us. You know us.
Yeah.
For 2 seconds,
okay,
you know us.
Well,
you think you know us.
Okay, well, then I guess it started before that when I started record company with my sister. It was called because people said that we couldn't make a record company.
Sisters could never make a record company.
Yeah, that's what it was called. It was called Two Sisters Who Could Never Make a Record Company did just that, and y'all looked like fools.
That doesn't seem true. That seems crazy to me.
Okay, well then maybe I guess it started before that. I guess it all started back when I was born, and I emerged from the birth canal, and I was... I said, wah, and somebody said, hey, wait, I've heard that somewhere before. You stole that.
Yeah, you stole
from
that from
someone else.
The original baby.
From the first baby that was ever born. Jesus Christ, Lord, our Savior. Press abort.
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us. To the interview. Welcome our special guest contributor, Rekha Shankar.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you.
So, tell us, how long have you been listening to our show?
God, as long as it's been on.
Which is?
Maybe you've released 5 episodes, but there have been 10 recorded?
No, we've released more than 5.
Yeah. It was something you told me before, and a number I'm forgetting, but that's how many I've listened to.
So you've been listening for years?
Yeah, decades even.
Did you remember any of the shows that I was on prior to doing this show?
I do remember.
Which one?
I
had a cooking show.
Yeah.
Can I finish?
Yeah. Okay.
I had, what else? What other shows did I have?
Oh, I mean, we both remember, right?
Yeah.
All the stuff that you've done. So it goes without saying, almost.
But I'm asking you to say it.
Right. A cooking show.
Right.
You probably did something with
pot pies.
Pot pies.
Wait, what were you going to say?
Politics.
Politics. Politic pot pie.
Politic Pod Pie. We actually have
shows.
Yeah, we actually have that in the archives. Your episode of Politic, one of the highest rated episodes of Politics Pod Pie,
which was
episode 48.
Who was on that show?
You.
I know that.
And Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh my God, that was an incredible episode.
Yeah, you remember?
Yeah, what year was that?
2016.
Year of the
when she was running for president.
I remember this. Let me play.
Yeah, let's do
it. Welcome to my special guest, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
What's wrong with your voice? Oh, you've been speaking a lot in different tones.
I'm feeling very raspy. I am not doing too good. The only thing that would make me feel better is a hot piping pot pie. Let's make them.
That was a show for the most part. I don't know if you remember. I would just have a guest on. Even though it's supposed to be political, it's called Political Pot Pie. I just have somebody on the show who is politically... a political
relevant
person.
And you relevant. Guys can do pot pie together.
And then we just do, people would think we were going to talk about politics, but we just talked about pot pies.
I'm sure it was a relief to a lot of the politicians that are sick of talking about politics. Yes. Just sit down with a pot pie. It's nice.
Can you imagine? Pick a politician and I've done an episode with him.
Okay, real pick a politician.
Anyone?
Pete Buttigieg.
Who?
Pete Buttigieg.
It was my, what episode was that? It was,
it was one of the later ones, one of the more recent.
I play it right now.
I don't know if we have that one in the archives.
It's right here.
Hey, Pete. Welcome to Baltic Popeye.
Very happy to be here.
What's wrong with your voice?
I think I need a lozenge, and the only thing that's going to help is a hot piping pot pie.
The thing I found most compelling about that show was like, when I feel sick, or like neat, like my throat hurts. Yeah. I don't really reach for a pot pie.
Neither do I.
Soup or something.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. A lot of your guests seem to have like a throat issue and we're like, oh, I want like a big, thick pot pie.
Like very, very mucousy kind of pot pie. Why would you add more of that kind of consistency?
Yeah.
Right? But they did.
And then you have to be swallowing like chicken chunks. And
well,
stuff.
I hate to break it to the two of you, but I think that's all we have in the archives anyway. So.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Do you think I have more?
There won't be a third example.
I mean, my God, I'm trying to remember some of my other favorite episodes. Politicians and pot pie.
I think we only recorded two.
You only recorded two?
We just numbered them strangely.
There wasn't like a weird Mike Pence one. Did I dream that?
I think there was Mike Pence.
I think the Mike Pence one, though, sounded a lot like Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. We can check.
Let me just find it.
When would that have been?
It was episode... Oh, this one just says MP. So it's either Mike Pence or military police.
Oh, interesting how it could mean both.
It could be either or. I'll press play now.
Well, I have been working for the military police for quite some time. I'm sorry, my throat hurts. I need a ice cold pot pie.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, great. I'm a comedy writer.
I knew that.
Okay, great. You're on top of it.
You're writing on a show now? Are you allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, I was writing for Animaniacs recently, and now I'm writing for a show called Grand Crew that's on NBC. It's coming out in January.
When you're writing for a show like Animaniacs, and those characters have been around for a long time, do they give you a little bit of attitude when you write something for them and they just don't want to do it?
Yeah, so they're cartoons, so they don't really give you much attitude since they're not people.
I mean, what is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I guess that was fucked up of me.
Just because you hear someone's voice, you don't necessarily see their face, doesn't mean they're not a person.
And I wasn't meaning to insult you as a radio person, for sure. All those people are people, and you know, those voice actors is the thing. And you know.
Easy, Ari.
So I didn't mean any offense to you. I think people who work in radio are really talented and you know, it's just this happens to be something entirely different from what you do.
So you write jokes for cartoons.
Yeah.
You're working on a new show.
Yes, a live action show called Grand Crew, and it's been a blast. It's, you know, about friends hanging out at a wine bar. It's very cool. Are you a wine guy? Am I allowed to flip the interview a little bit?
I haven't had a glass of wine in a while. I think, you know, back in the day when we first started doing this show, which was back in, what year was that? Just pick a year. 1995. I used to drink a lot.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, if you want to hear a clip from that episode, you can just tell.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 1995 episode of This is America's Live. I'm your host, Ari.
I mean, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, you right sound... that was like
Clearly intoxicated.
And 95 was a big year, no doubt. Blasting through our earwaves.
No doubt it was. But you were also on a show, another one, Hacks.
Recently, yeah, I did a little cameo on Hacks. Yes. Total blast. They made a makeshift casino in downtown LA. Really fun.
Love it.
Yeah.
How did you get started in comedy?
Comedy? I started as an assistant video editor for true crime television.
Oh, wow.
That was a racket. And so I did that for a while and then was writing comedy on the side and transitioned out of it by just quitting and then freelancing.
Tell me what you mean by writing comedy on the side. Like you were writing jokes on the side?
Yeah, writing sketches. You know, I had an editing background, so I'd write and direct sketches and then cut them myself. Kind of wrote little articles for places like Projectress and stuff like that. And putting my sketches out online and then started applying to more comedy things.
Nice.
Was a lot of fun.
Were you always like a funny type growing up?
No. I wanted to be, but you know, I wasn't like class clown type of person. I was a pretty academic person. I went to biomedical research camp when I was 15. That's like the only overnight camp I've been to. So pretty academic. And then only in college did I like decide to go into film and TV production.
Doug's most vivid childhood memory.
I remember going mini golfing with my cousin and there's a bug on his back. And I don't know why I didn't just flick it off or whatever. I was little and I was like, there's a bug on your back. And he freaked out and he was like, get it off. And I was like, okay, here's a way I can think of to do that. And I took my mini golf club and just swung it and it hit him in the head.
That's so weird. We have the hospital visit in the archives. I can't believe you guys have that. Yeah, we have the hospital visit.
Can you tell us why you're here, by the way?
There was a bug on me and
I did everything I could. I did everything I could to help him.
Yeah.
Well, and then why is he here? Because he has a bug? Well, a bug on his back?
No, I had one, and she. Can I?
You're explaining this all wrong.
Do you mind if I talk to you like just one on one, real quick?
No,
I'm just kind of uncomfortable.
Because of HIPAA rules, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm just uncomfortable.
Okay, but let me just say, he's a vicious liar. He's a vicious liar, a troll, and a freak.
Okay, so
and everything that he says is going to be a lie. If you want the real story, you come to me afterwards. Okay.
I'm closing the door now.
Okay, you come to me afterwards. Okay.
You gotta help me.
Tell me what happened.
She claimed that there was a bug on my back. There would have been no way for me to know because it was on my back. Uh-huh. And then she just started hitting me over and over with a mini golf club.
Okay, I have to call somebody.
Yeah, thank you. Just
okay, wait. I see a phone. Let me in.
Everything's fine. I love my cousin. She loves me.
Okay.
I'm calling the authorities now.
Okay. You're calling the authorities or you can call the authorities. I saw a bug on his back. It was huge. I didn't know what to do. He said, get it off. I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to touch it with my hands. It's disgusting. It's big. So I took the golf club. The thing wouldn't die.
She calls me the thing.
Police came. Next thing, the cousin was in a questioning room looking at a lineup of different people. His cousin being one of the people.
All right. Step forward and say the line, please.
The line was, you have a bug on your back. Come here, let me hit you with this.
All right, step forward, say it.
Who's her?
Hold on.
Well, I mean...
Suspect number one, please step forward to the line.
I already identified...
You have a bug on your back. Let me hit you with this.
She's doing an accent.
Number two, step forward.
You have a bug on your back. Let me hit you with this golf club.
It was the first one. She was just doing a different accent. It was my cousin.
Oh, ew, a bug on your back. Let me hit you with this golf club. What the hell? I'm not...
Why do we have to have a lineup? I already identified my cousin as being the one who did it.
She was arrested swiftly, charged with hitting her cousin with a golf club.
I sentence you to 6 weeks at biomedical camp.
No, that's so fucking lame.
She went to biomedical camp, sentenced there for beating her cousin with a golf club.
So, what are you in for?
I beat my cousin with a golf club.
Ooh.
What are you here for?
I murdered my parents.
Oh, okay. It seems like we got pretty different crimes.
It was either this or the foster care program.
Oh, okay. Well, at least they pre-dug our holes here for us to sleep in.
And I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Did you see the guy from fucking Milli Vanilli over there?
I was like, I thought he was dead, but he's alive. No. He's at biomedical research camp.
Well, that's the girl from Everybody dance now on the microscope over there.
It was the first time in the show's history that the interview had turned into the epilogue. Left turns, baby. All right. Rekushinkar.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure.
Great to be here. Thanks, guys.
Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us. Act 3. He didn't want to go to the dentist, yet he went anyways. Everybody in the office was telling him his breath was terrible, that something must have died in his mouth. Maybe a molar, maybe a decayed wisdom tooth that he refused to take out years ago.
All right, we'll start this meeting. We're going to go over the second quarter projections in a moment. But first,
Jesus Christ! What is that smell? Oh, my God!
Yeah, what's that smell?
Kevin, did you fart?
You know I would tell you if I farted.
You do tell me when you fart.
I always tell you. I will text everyone if I fart. That's not me.
That's you. Yeah, Kevin always tells everybody that. Then what is that smell?
I want to go with Kevin farter.
Wait a minute. Cliff, every time you open your mouth, it feels like I'm going to have a heart attack. Your breath smells like shit.
Shit, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Look. Just gotta get through these second quarter projections. I'll try to make it quick.
Stop adding SHs to everything you say.
When you add those SHs and anything that pops, there's extra, there's like fluid, there's like juicy fluid coming out of your mouth that also has stink in it, like stink molecules are in it.
What if I cover up my face like this? Is this better?
At that point, that's when he realized his breath was terrible. He just created a little concave situation and it just came right back into his nose.
God.
Just go to the dentist, man.
Literally go to the dentist.
You know what? We're gonna table the Sorry.
Stop talking, man!
Okay. I was just gonna say we're gonna table the second quarter projections until I can go make a dentist appointment.
Do it now!
I'll do it now.
Leave now!
He drove himself to the dentist's office. He got pulled over.
Oh God.
Excuse me, sir. You roll down your window?
I shouldn't. You don't want
me. Okay, sir. Don't fucking test me today. Roll down your window.
No, I'm doing it to help you. You don't understand.
You're doing it to help me? Step outside.
You really don't want me to.
Hey, jokester, step outside.
You know what? Let me just. I'm going to put a mask. Let me reach into my glove compartment.
Don't you
reach into your glove compartment.
You know what's about to happen.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay, look, I'm sorry. I'm just freaking out for a couple reasons. Okay. I'm trying to protect you from what I got going on inside my funk mouth.
The police effort had enough.
Get the fuck out.
Calls for backup.
I need a whole squadron down here on 5th and 11th right now.
I guess we're doing this. Oh, you'll never get me. You'll never have to. If I could just make it to the dentist before they catch me. Yeah, hi. I need to get an appointment right now.
Please fill out this form, sir. Jesus Christ! Forget that. Just get in here!
Oh, what's going on? Let's take a look at your... Oh, wow. Your mouth is...
Is it bad? Is it bad?
It's falling apart.
Is it bad?
Okay, please stop talking.
Is it bad?
Just don't use a lot of H's.
Okay.
And you did.
His whole mouth was done. No matter what the doctor could do, they couldn't save his teeth. They had to extract them all. And even when they put some porcelain veneers in there, they didn't stay because they just didn't stick in the gums. So they tried a new... advanced technological implant of teeth that they borrowed from the medical biological camp.
All right, everyone, we can start this meeting now. My teeth are fixed. Go over these second quarter projections.
Hey, Cliff, your teeth are kind of noisy.
Yeah, I know. These new $6 million.
What?
All right, so in quarter two... I'm really sorry. These are the best I could get. You got to pick your poison here. Either I have a loud mouth or a stinky mouth.
Cliff,
what do you want me to do?
What are you saying? It's too noisy.
Oh, God.
What are you planning on doing now that you can't work your job anymore because you have cyborg teeth?
I don't know. I'm thinking of... Can I just write it down?
I just don't understand a word you're saying.
I know.
Try to tell me again.
Can I write it down, please?
Okay, I've been writing it for you. You said, can I zzz, and can I zzz, and then that's all I got.
It's just really kind of I'm kind of in a line here. I can't. Okay, here's that.
Epilogue.
Hi, my name's Cliff. Sorry again about the noise coming from my mouth. I was banished to this island with other people. Didn't want to be heard.
Oh, cool! Your hole's over there, man.
You dug it for me? That's so sweet.
You guys got low bars. Yeah, I dig your hole for you. Who cares?
I guess all the holes are dug. What? All the holes have been dug. I don't know if you remember me.
When's group?
But I was a host of a show called This Is American's Life, and I got sent to this island too.
Because you were copying?
I was copying another show.
Did you used to host that show with the politicians and the food?
Yeah, you want to hear an episode?
Yeah, can I hear an old one? Do you have that in the archives?
Yeah, I think we have that in the archives, actually.
Producer Andy and our special guest contributor, Ricky Shankar. I'm your Ostari, and this is American's Live. Join us next time.
This Is American's Live can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find This Is American's Live on Instagram @ThisIsAmericansLive and on Twitter @AmericansLive.